Hello, hello everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we are doing a very fun episode and something a bit more lighthearted and good vibes. So hopefully that has hit you at the right place. Hopefully you're in the mood for that right now. I don't know. I just wanted to say big sorry for not uploading an episode last week. I didn't plan to take a week off. And then basically I normally record on a Sunday because I just like the episode to be like current, and then I can talk you through like my week, and then it's like the actual full week, you know? So I went to record on Sunday, or I planned to record on Sunday, and then I ended up being busy, and I'm not putting pressure. If like I just don't have time, that's fine. And then I was like, oh, I'll record it like the next day. And then I was like, oh wait, no, I have stuff on tomorrow. And then I kept doing that. And then like, it got to Thursday and I was like, it's too late now. Like I can't record an episode today and then record another one on Sunday. Like Sunday's one's going to be rubbish if I've just recorded. And then I just was like, okay, let's just leave it for a week, because I did just get back to Edinburgh. Well, now I've been here for a while, but at that point, I'd only been here for like 6 days, I think. And just obviously like quite busy. That's why there was an episode. I'm sorry. I should have posted about it. I didn't really think of that. But yeah, we're back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take a week off. But yeah, I'm back in Edinburgh. And this is the first episode that's being recorded here, which is fun. Very exciting. Good vibes. I'm recording at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning. I've got a candle burning. I've just drank my matcha. The weather is looking okay. It's a mix of blue skies, cloud, and like grey cloud. So I don't really know what the weather... That's just the weather every day these days, isn't it? It's just all over the place. But it's a decent... It looks decent. So that's set the tone. And let me think. So now it's been ages since I've recorded an episode. So we have a lot to catch up on. So Niamh came to London, which was really, really fun. That seems like literally 2 months ago now. But that was genuinely like 10 days ago. What did we do? We went to the Barbican Conservatory, which is like a big plant place. I don't know, like an indoor plant conservatory thing, which was really, really cool. I've never been before and I've seen it on like lots of people's Instagrams. So glad I got to go to that. I think, what else did we do? Went out to eat a couple times. We went for drinks with her brother who lives in London. Just like casual. Oh, we went swimming in like the lake. We did like a day just like by my house and just not going into central London and just like chilling out and stuff, which was really nice. And then we drove to Edinburgh. So the drive was, I think, like 4 hours 15 on the first day and like 4 hours on the second or something like that. So we stopped in York, which I have been to. I went to the uni open day, or like not to the open day, actually, just to see the town when I was like looking at unis, because I was like thinking of applying there. And so I've been before, but only very briefly. Like I was there for like 2 hours. And York's so nice. We actually did loads in the end. I think we got there at like 2-3 p.m. We ended up going out for dinner. We went to the Van Gogh. I never know if it's Van Gogh or Van Gogh. I don't really know. But him. We went to the... I think it's like a... I don't know how to describe it. It's like... You've probably seen people... They also have it in London at the moment. And it's like an immersive... experience of art. Like the one that we went to was in this kind of like church building, and you just go in, sit down, and then there's like art projected on all four walls and like the floor and stuff, which is really, really cool. And you just like sit and watch it for like half an hour. So we went to that, which was really cool. And then we also did, there was like a little VR experience at the end, and I've never done VR before, and that was really weird. It was like you were in this kind of like countryside scape, and then you also like walked down to like a little town by the sea and stuff, which it was so cool. It made me feel so sick though. We both just sat outside this church like on the floor just like adjusting, because it was actually so weird. Basically they were just like, it's £3 if you want to do this VR thing. So we were like, yeah, we'll just do it, and it was only 10 minutes. It was crazy. I don't know why I've never thought of it. I don't know. I thought I'd had done VR, but I definitely haven't. And that was crazy. Like, honestly, made me feel so sick the whole time. I was like so disorientated, and you can't see anything. So I was just like, what's going on? Like, because it's just sat in this room and people can walk. It's like in a room where if you've just been to the Van Gogh thing, you like walk through the room. So there were like people walking past and stuff, and I was just like, you can't hear or see them, and it was all very weird. And I'm really glad we did it, because it was very interesting and cool thing to do, but I honestly felt sick for like 2 hours afterwards. But glad we did it. And then yeah, we got some pizza, and then we went and did a ghost tour. Managed to do so much in York, even though we arrived at like 3 p.m. We just found one on TripAdvisor and went on it. It was really cool, and it was like fun to like walk around the city at night and like actually see most of it, because I feel it's hard to like see a city in one day. And yeah, I'd rate York solidly. Really liked it. So then the next day we woke up, drove to, well, we got brunch by the water, which was really, really nice. And then we drove up to Edinburgh. Both days we only stopped once, which was impressive from our bladders. And it was a nice drive. It was quite cool. On the way up, the second leg, there was quite a lot of like nice sea views, and just the fact that we were almost there was really getting us through, you know. So that was our little journey up. Went really well. I would do it again. I was always in like first, second, and third year. The reason I've never, well, I wouldn't have brought the car like in first year, because I was just a bit young and like, I don't know, I just wouldn't have done it. But like the reason I never bring it is because I just think of that drive as like hell. If you do it all in one day, I think it's like 7.5 hours. To me, that's just too long. Obviously, we stayed in York to like split it up, but I think at Christmas I'm gonna have to drive it home all in one day, which is fine. And I know I could do it like with stops and stuff, obviously, but that just doesn't seem fun to me. So that's why I never brought it up. But now it's here, it's sick. Like, I don't want it to go. It looks so nice having a car. Yeah, so then we arrived, I set up my room. I've actually just uploaded a vlog today, which will be yesterday if you're listening to this on Monday, which is the first Edinburgh vlog, and it's us like moving up, and then so it's us traveling up and then putting all my stuff in my room, etc. So if you want to check that out. And then what else did we do since then? We went to IKEA. We did a big food shop with the car, which is just the dream, because if you live in a city center, you know, there are no good food shops and all the prices are ridiculous. There's only Tesco Metro or Tesco Express, Sainsbury's Local, or there is a Lidl, but like it's still not big. And they're all just so much more expensive than regular shops. So it's been so fun. Like, we went to do a big food shop with the car, and you can just buy whatever you want. You don't have to worry about carrying it, like living luxury. And then I had my first week of uni, which went fine. We didn't have any tutorials in our first week, so I just had 2 lectures to watch, so it was very chilled out, laid back. Like, I didn't really, I'm being honest, I didn't really do any work this week. Like, I probably did like 2.5 hours of work this whole week, which is quite bad. But I'm thinking starting tomorrow I'm gonna have a lot more, because I'm gonna have like tutorials and lectures and all of that. I also have my cheer tryouts this week, which went well, I think, I don't know, hopefully. And then yesterday I went to South Queens Ferry with some friends, which is like a little town about 1/2 hour away, and this was the first like little fun day trip that we did with the car. It's like 1/2 hour away and by the water. It's kind of hard to describe. It's kind of like, I don't know, if you're from Edinburgh, like the bit that looks onto Fife, like on the like the edge of this side, if you get me. But it was really cool, and it's like a cute little town, and we got some food and stuff, and that was really fun. So yeah, my gratitude for the week is just having a whole year left. I always got a growth mindset. We're not going to be sad about the fact that this is the last first week and the last everything. We're just going to be grateful that we have a whole year left. And I'm also grateful for my car, because it's fun. It's really fun. And then my wins for the week. Drove 350 miles. Pretty impressive. Like, pretty impressive. And then I also went back to therapy. I had my first session. Well, I've actually had 2 sessions now. And it seems to be going well. I don't know. I'm going to take it with a pinch of salt, because last time I went, I really liked it at the start. And then it didn't work out. So I'm just kind of like letting it be, and whatever happens will happen. But I'm really like happy that I went back, because that's been on my to-do list for like literally all summer. So yeah, glad that we finally made it back. Okay, so for this episode, we're going to be doing Would You Rathers. I have no idea what you guys have submitted. I haven't looked at it, but I asked for some stuff on the Instagram, which is growing with the flow _podcast. And we're going to go through your would you rathers. I'm going to give my opinions. And if you, like, hopefully, if you're on a walk, you're at the gym, you're cleaning your room, whatever, I'd love if you thought about your answers as well. So yeah, I thought this was just a random episode. I like to do, like, more serious episodes, but then I also don't want that to be every single week, because sometimes when I listen to a podcast, I just want it to be, like, really lighthearted and background. Like, it really depends on the mood. Sometimes you want to be, like, stimulated with your thoughts, and sometimes you just want, like, almost, like, white noise to, like, white noise is a bit mean. You just want kind of, like, background thoughts so that you're not overthinking in your head, like, just to get you out of your head and, like, focused on something else. I don't know. So trying to get some variety on the pod. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I would definitely do this again. So let me know if you want to hear another part two or whatever. And also, any episodes you want to see, comment them on the Instagram, because I'll do them. Okay, the first one is, do you prefer red grapes or green grapes? That's hard, actually. No, green, I think. It's got to be green. And I'd also prefer, but I would prefer red apples to green apples, if you're wondering. Oh, okay, this one's a bit harsh. Cheat on someone or be cheated on? Both shit. I think, that's shit. Like, why would you pick? But it's hard because it's like, cheating on someone doesn't just happen, you know? Like, that's a conscious effort from your part. Whereas being cheated on, that's not really to do with you. So I can't, they're kind of like not comparable. I think I would rather be cheated on. But I've not experienced either. So I can't, like, I don't know. I haven't experienced either, so I don't know how they feel. Both are shit. I don't have a good answer. Okay. Not eat for a month or not sleep for a month. Is this, like, assuming that I'm going to be fine? I'm so annoying. Every single one, I'm, like, asking for the... You know when people do would you rathers and then they come up with, like, a smart answer? I hate when people do that. I'm not going to do that. I would rather... Because sleep is, like, so important. And I just know I'd feel shit if I wasn't sleeping. I'd be sad missing food. And I would, obviously feel rubbish from that as well. But I think I need the sleep. Would you rather be a floater who has individual connections or be in a friend group? I think I would rather... I feel like the answer that I want to say is floater, but my actual answer is a friend group. Quite like having a friend group. And just, like, I like having a few friends where it's quite, like, defined and you know where you stand. And you get to, like, hang out with people in a group. I do like hanging out with people one-on-one, but I'd say it takes more for me to, like, feel comfortable in a one-on-one situation than in a group. So I'd say I'd rather... Individual connections is nice. I think my ideal is to have, like, a friend group and then, like, individual connections with other people, like, separately. But if I only had those individual connections, I feel like I might feel a bit lonely. You know when you feel like... someone's your best friend, but you're not theirs. Grow old in London or Edinburgh? That's a great question. I think if I was, like, gonna retire or something, I'd love to live in Edinburgh again. But if I had kids, I wouldn't want to be, like, far away from them. And I love London. Like, and it has that, like, nostalgic, like, homey, vibey feel, which I love. I think I'd pick Edinburgh, though, just because it's a nicer... It's, like, a much easier city, I think. Like, it's quite small and you, like, know what's going on, a bit more of a sense of community maybe, and it's kind of got everything. Like, you've got the city, you've got, like, countryside really close by, you've got the sea, and it's all, like, walkable. Obviously, like, you can get around London quite easily, but it takes time because everything's so far away. So I think I'd pick Edinburgh. Keep on doing your podcast or YouTube? Or your YouTube. Oh my god, that's rough. So if I had to give one up, which would I give up? Ah! That's shit! Oh my god, I don't think I can. I literally don't have an answer. I can think of reasons for both. I love the podcast and I love that I don't feel as much pressure and I feel like a lot more laid back and just chill and just upload whatever comes out my mouth and hopefully you like it. Whereas on YouTube, I definitely feel more of a pressure to, like, outdo my last video or... Just because it has comments and stuff, you get more feedback, so you kind of like more in your head about how other people perceive the content, as opposed to on the podcast you just kind of like upload it and then obviously you can like message me on Instagram and stuff, but like, and there are reviews, but it's not the same as like just easily commenting, so you don't get as much feedback, which in a way is quite nice because you can just kind of do whatever you think feels good, and then people, if they like it, they like it, and if they don't, they don't, that's fine. It's not as like, I feel, oh, it's hard because on YouTube I can show you more of like my life, but on the podcast I feel like I have time to actually explain and like get into depth with like my feelings and everything. People that I follow who have a podcast and a YouTube, I feel like I know them better having listened to the podcast rather than just watching their videos. So it's a bit more of like an intimate connection. But then I love editing YouTube videos and like videography stuff. That's like really fun to me. And I love podcasting. Hate editing the podcast, but it doesn't take that long, so it's not that bad. But like, if I've just said it, I don't want to listen back to it, you know? If I had to quit one, I don't know. I feel like I've done YouTube for much longer, so I'm kind of leaning towards keeping it because, okay, I think I would quit the podcast if I had to, and then I would upload long form content on YouTube as well. Like I could make one regular video a week and then also just have like a long sit down, kind of like the podcast, but like a sit down video. Whereas I could never really do like video content on a podcast. So I'd have to keep doing the YouTube. That was a good question though. Thank you for that one. I enjoyed that. Watch a sunset or sunrise? I'm going to go sunset because I just feel like it makes more sense. Like a sunrise, it's like good and then it kind of like, I don't know, like when does it end, you know? Like at what point do you consider it like it's time to go home? A sunset, I feel like it tends to be, I don't know, that doesn't make sense at all, but it just makes more sense to me, like a sunset. And also a sunset, I think sunsets are prettier, but I don't wake up early enough to watch the sunrise at the moment, so maybe I just don't know. Only eat pizza or never eat pizza again? Pizza's one of my favourite foods. I'd have to give it up though. I couldn't only eat pizza. I couldn't, because if I was only eating pizza, I wouldn't be able to eat sushi and like noodles, Indian food, and that's not gonna work, so I'm gonna have to give it up. Ooh, give up your phone for a month or give up going outside? Give up my phone for a month. Honestly, someone tell me to do that and I'll do it. Like, honestly, don't even tell me, I'll just do it. That's an easy one. Definitely give up my phone. Perpetually repeat uni or move ahead in life without any memories of uni? Right, so either repeat uni over and over again, they said you're stuck in time, or move ahead in life without any memories of uni. Ah, that's rough. I think I'd have to move ahead though. You can't stay at uni forever. And obviously like great memories and like life-changing stuff happened, but if I just kept going, you wouldn't like grow, right? And I feel like in like 10 years, I would have done all the growth that I would have done here anyway. Would you rather have to shave your head or have 30 feet of hair? Fun fact, as a baby, my head was shaved. Like I think when I was like 2 months old or something, and I had quite a lot of hair. I think it was my parents. It's like an Indian tradition. I don't actually know what it means. I think, and then we have a little piece of the hair. I have it in like a memory box at home. I think, maybe this is wrong, but I think you're meant to like shave the hair of the baby and then put it in the shaved hair. You put it in the river Ganges, which is like the river, like sacred river in India. I think that that's true, but I don't know if that's the legit. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure on that. But yeah, my head was shaved as a baby. And 30 feet of hair sounds very inconvenient. Okay, post-grad job that you love but pay is awful, or one that pays well that you hate? I think this is everyone's actual life conundrum, is do you want a job that you're really interested in that isn't as well paid, or do you want a job that just gets you through? That's hard because like money doesn't buy you happiness, blah blah blah, and like if you love your job you don't work a day in your life. But I think if you had a job that you thought was okay, I think actually I'd find it really hard to not like my job, because I've not like I like I don't mind uni and I love doing like YouTube stuff, and so I think I'd find it weird because I haven't done that ever really, or like I guess school, but like you're with your friends and stuff, so it's not that bad. But just like waking up every day and going to a job that you hate sounds rubbish, and it's sad because like so many people do that and like have to do that. So if I get to pick between one that I love but pay is, I think I'd pick love but pay is awful, as long as it wasn't like inhibit, like so bad, as long as it wasn't like inhibiting my actual like quality of life, you know, because it's also hard because like money doesn't buy you happiness, but like it does allow you to like have new experiences and like just do stuff, which is kind of everything. I don't know. Have chronic sneezes or chronic hiccups? Hiccups. I don't mind hiccups. I actually get the hiccups all the time. Everyone I'm friends with knows like I get them more than everyone else. So maybe I have chronic hiccups. Nah, I don't have them all the time, but often, very often. I live by the beach or in the mountains. Beach all the time. Every time the beach. Water is just everything. I think the mountains are fun, but the beach every time. Have an American accent in the UK or a British accent in the US? British in the US. Would you rather go 10 years back or 10 years in the future? If I go back, do I remember everything? Like, am I doing it again? Or is it just like I go back and that's like you're just placed back there? Because there's a lot of stuff that I wouldn't really want to like do again, you know? Like, I don't want to live through that again. But I also don't want to skip forward 10 years because I'd be 30 fucking one. That's not going to work. Okay, we'll have to go back. How old would it be? I'd be 11. Okay, interesting. That would be weird because that's like basically my whole life. Because like, how much do I really remember from like primary school? That would be so weird to be 11. Interesting. Tofu or tempeh? Tofu. Oat milk or almond milk? Oat milk. Live in Italy or Spain? I'm tempted. I would rather probably live in Italy, but Spain feels more like homely to me. Like, I understand the language a lot better, and of any country. I think that's like one of the few countries I've visited like more than once. I've probably been there like 5 times. I love Spain. That's hard because I feel like eventually I would learn Italian. But I feel like Spain just speaks, that's hard. Spain speaks like more to me. I'd say Spain, I think. Would you rather know how you die or when? When, because if you know how, then you're going to be really scared. Like, what if someone says like, you're going to die in a car crash? What, are you then just never going to go in a car? Like, that sounds rubbish. I feel like you'd be like anxious about that thing all the time. Or like if you die in your sleep, then every night you're like, oh my God, what if tonight's the night? But if you know when, I think that would be hard because you'd like obviously be like leading up to it and stuff. But then you could also like live your, like if I found out it would be like next year, then I'm dropping out of uni and I'm doing fun stuff, you know? So yeah, when. Running or swimming? Swimming, always. Fingers for toes or toes for fingers? Fingers for toes. Would you rather never read a book again or never watch a film? Never watch a film. I'm not that into movies. I feel like that's such a controversial opinion. I just don't... I haven't seen any movies. I'm not good with, like... I'm not cultured when it comes to movies. I don't like the cinema. And I do love some movies. Like, I have movies I love and I'd be sad not to watch them. But, I feel like I read almost every day, whereas I watch movies. Like, go on Naked Attraction or have to wear no clothes to your local supermarket. Oh my God. Okay, so if you haven't watched it, I think it's just a UK show. Maybe they have them in other countries as well. It's like Naked Attraction. So you go on this show and then everyone's in these like kind of like tube things. So there's one main person and then there's like 5 of the people that like whoever they're attracted to. And they're in these like tubes and they like reveal, you're stood there naked, but like they reveal your body like a part at a time. So it'll be like, first you see the bottom half, then you see like neck down, then you like see the whole thing. And it's, you pick someone to go on a date with. And then at the end, the main person who's like picking then comes out naked as well. So everyone's naked, it's on TV. and everyone will see this. And also it often gets on Gogglebox, which is like a very famous show. I never know if these things are like UK things or not, but very famous show, and people are going to see this basically. I think I'd rather go on Naked Attraction, because at least then you're in an environment of nakedness, like everyone's naked and that's the point of the show. Whereas if you went to your local supermarket naked, it's just very inappropriate and awkward. Plus, if I went to my local supermarket here in Edinburgh, like it's a small city, I'm definitely going to see someone I know. It's so awkward. And everyone's already going to be looking at you because it's like, what the hell? But on Naked Attraction, like, it's just you and probably like six other people and the camera crew. So like, it's awkward, but it's not that bad because they're naked as well. Obviously, everyone can then still see it, which is awkward. Because like, that's going to go on the internet, probably. Naked Attraction. That's a great question, though. but I think I'd say Rome. I do like Paris, and I went once and it was really, really good. But I just didn't like, I felt like the vegan scene wasn't that good. And that's fine. Like, that's fine. Like, it's fine. I don't care. But I just love pizza over like the food that I ate in Rome. I mean, in Paris. Be born into another generation or the one that you're in? I feel like that's hard because I can't imagine being in a different one. I'd probably just stick with the one that I'm in because it's not that bad. Would you rather visit every country in your continent or 20 countries around the world? So every country in Europe or 20 countries around the world? I think I'd say 20 around the world because I'd want, like, I feel like I really would love to like travel in Asia and Europe, like, I really like Europe and it's cool and there's like loads of great holidays and like places to travel to and see and stuff, but I'd want to go somewhere with like an even bigger culture shock, I think. Never be able to swim in the sea again or never have matcha again. Never have matcha again. I love it, but I could just stick to chai. Whereas the sea is the sea, like there's nothing that hits the same. Understand animals or be understood by animals? Oh, that's so interesting. Do you know what I was thinking the other day? It's how like animals, like if you could, would you want to be able to speak to them? And I think it would be really cool, and I would love for my cats to just tell me like they're happy and that their life is good, or like if there's something that they need or they really want, I'd love for them to be able to tell me, because it, like, what if it's really easy and they would like love it and I just don't know to do it for them? But at the same time, I think part of the beauty of the relationship is that we can't speak. You can never be angry or like upset with a creature that can't communicate, because it's like if you have a baby, for example, and it's crying or like whatever, it does something, breaks something, you can't really be angry because it's like they don't understand. And I feel like part of the beauty of like animal relationship is that you can't tell them like what to do, and like they can't disobey you, you know. And I guess like you can communicate, like obviously like dogs and stuff notice it and all of that, but like you can't like actually speak to them. So I was thinking, would you rather them be able to speak back, but then you would have like arguments and stuff, do you know what I mean? Like it would just be, I'd be like, why have you shat inside? do you get, like, it's just, it'd be so different. I think I would rather understand animals, because if they want something, I want to do that for them. But like, obviously, I have stuff I'd like to tell them, but like, that's not as important. Good question. Go skydiving or bungee jumping? I was talking about this yesterday with my friends. Bungee jumping. I'd love to go bungee jumping. Live without avocado or live without tofu? That's rough. I think without tofu, because there are more like substitutes for tofu than. Travel around the world but never be allowed back to England, or never go out of England again? This is hard as well, because it's like I'd never be able to like go home, and I'd never be able to like feel like, oh, this is like where I grew up, and like, you know, the like nostalgic homey vibes. And England is nice, like the UK, make it the UK, that'd be better. But like you can still go to the beach, you can still like go to the countryside, there's still like mountains and hikes and stuff. Like it's got like a decent amount of like stuff to do. I think I'd travel, because like, you can make home somewhere else, and like my family can come visit me. I would like settle somewhere like not that far away, like in Europe. Would you rather only drink water or drink everything with a bit of wee in it? Oh, drink water. I don't really drink that much like other drinks. Folklore or Evermore? Folklore. Live in a city or country? City. Chai or matcha? Probably chai, actually. I have matcha every day, but a good chai... Nah, okay, matcha. Oh, matcha's like my favourite today, but my like lifelong favourite, I'd probably say chai. Okay, I'm gonna only do a few more because I'm like conscious this might be boring. I don't know. Is this interesting? Travel to the past or the future? Maybe the past, I think. Let them know that we need to get our shit together. Would you rather be 30 for the rest of your life or 20? 30. 20, I'm only 21 now, and I even think that, like, I didn't know that much when I was 20, and so I definitely don't know anything now. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'd look back on now and be like, oh, she didn't know what she was doing. So I'd rather be 30 because I'd have like more life experience. Only listen or only speak? Listen. Never eat pizza or sushi again. Okay, so what would I rather give up? It's hard because like sushi, it's like, can I eat it in like a sushi bowl? Like I can still make all the components and just not wrap it up. I think I'd have to keep pizza because pizza is like my special food. Not wash your face or not brush your teeth for a week. I'd rather not wash my face because I need to brush my teeth. Come on. That's horrible. Although guys, I got my nose pierced like 2 days ago. That's another life update. And now it's like, I need to wash my face because otherwise like that's going to get crusty and gross. So that's a rough question, but I think I need to brush my teeth because I can't even start my day until I brush my teeth. Like I just don't feel good. Go to Florence or Venice. Have only plants or only pets? Only pets. I love having pets. I miss my pets a lot when I'm here. I don't even think of them as pets. I think of them as like siblings. Hold a big spider or a snake-sized worm? Spider. I don't have an issue with spiders. Worms are a bit like squelchy. Cookies or cake? I think cookies actually. Pool or sea? Sea. Vanilla or chocolate? Chocolate. Feel too much or too little? Too much. I feel like that's my life already, and it's not like the worst thing in the world. I feel like too little, I wouldn't like understand myself as much. Dye your hair or cut it short? That's rough because I feel like neither would look good. Every time I've ever dyed my hair, it just looks ginger, which is fine, but like that's not what I asked for, and it just doesn't. Like, it literally looks nothing like what I would have, like, asked for, you know? And then cut my hair. I do like short hair, but my hair just doesn't work. Like, it's too thick and, like, it just doesn't sit right. I don't know if just I've never had it cut, like, the way it was meant to be, but, like, it just doesn't work for me personally. I feel like it's just, like, too puffy, and it needs a bit of weight to, like, carry itself down a bit. So I'd say, do I have to dye the whole thing? I'd be up for like, nah, I wouldn't. I think I'd need to cut it. I'd just cut it because I've done that before and it's like, it's bad, but it's not that bad. Be a cat or a dog for a day? Definitely a cat. Multiple people have asked give up avocado or matcha. I'm so basic. It's like a joke. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Only take pictures on film or phone camera? Oh, that's a great question. I think I'd have to say phone because like otherwise you're going to miss stuff and like it's like expensive to take pictures on film. And if I had kids, I'd want to take as many pictures of them as I wanted. You know, you don't want to be like limited by the film roll, which I guess is how like our parents lived. Like all my pictures from my childhood are on film and they are cute and they're nice and they're all like intentional pictures. So maybe that's not a bad thing, to be honest, because you're not like just snapping shitty shots all the time. But I think I'd say cat. I'd still say phone. Okay, that's all we're going to do for this episode. I know it's a little bit shorter, but it was just a fun one, you know? So hopefully you enjoyed and thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking around. My final year of uni. Life's weird. Life's so weird. But I hope you enjoyed the episode. I love you very, very much. Have a great week and I will catch you next Monday.